Chief Ombudsman Peter Boshier is launching an investigation into the managed isolation and quarantine booking system. He has received 200 complaints saying the allocation system is unlawful, unfit for purpose, unfair and poorly managed. Granted, Kiwis is a network of New Zealanders who are seeking a court order that will prevent the government from continuing to operate MIQ in the current way. Spokesperson and lawyer Alexandra Burt joins me now from London. Good morning.
Morena.
Okay, your reaction to this, is this enough for you to perhaps put the court action on hold, or are you going to continue with that?
So this is a move that's been foreshadowed by the Ombudsman for some time. I think coming out may have even been around August. He indicated that he had been receiving an increasing number of complaints, and we think it's excellent that he's taken the step now to launch this official investigation really into the complaints that have been made in respect to the MIQ system. We still think there is a place, obviously, for a court action, as the courts do play a slightly different role to the Ombudsman in terms of acting as a check on the government's exercise of power in this space. But we definitely welcome the Ombudsman review, particularly from that kind of procedural fairness perspective and the impact that the system has had on individuals.
He makes the point that in many cases the government usually follows his recommendations, so that in fact he may be a better option than court.
I think he's an additional option. I think it's not necessarily a case of one or the other, and we would obviously love if the system was changed and was implemented for the future. But I also think from a precedent perspective, it's important that the courts do have the opportunity to look at what has happened over the last 18 months and to assess the way MIQ has been set up and the way it's been operated and, you know, the limitation that's placed on the rights of New Zealanders to return home, to form a view whether that is in fact a justified limitation.
We're at the point where we're hearing that it's not far away from a rejig where it could be shorter periods, 5 days. Things may get better for those New Zealanders stuck overseas, or easier at least. One would hope, certainly in the next few months, as vaccination rates rise and this sort of thing. Are you really looking backwards? Is this about making sure, I guess, that it doesn't happen again in future pandemics, or if there are new strains, because hopefully things will be better in the next few months?
Yeah, we certainly hope that things will improve in the next few months. And, you know, there's absolutely no reason in our view why things can't improve immediately and why they couldn't have, you know, improved 2 months ago or 3 months ago. And that wasn't done. And so I think, you know, as I said before, it is about sort of changing the system in the future, and it's also about looking back on what was done in the past and making sure.
Right. So is that about
that? If there is something in the future,
some senses, it's about validating your concerns.
Exactly. So it's about having an independent body, in this case being the courts, assessing the situation and deciding whether or not, from a Bill of Rights perspective, the actions of the government are proportionate, reasonable, and justified.
Which is interesting because, you know, on this program, you'll be aware we get a lot of people texting in saying they're not really interested in the concerns of New Zealanders stuck overseas. They're more worried about what's going on here. But a court decision or an ombudsman's decision would be significant for you in that regard to sort of say, hey, well, we did have a point.
Yeah, exactly. And I think one thing that we're trying to really to not reinforce that this is not a kind of an us and them decision. We obviously care about people in New Zealand and protecting New Zealanders. And a lot of the people that are impacted by MIQ are in New Zealand themselves. So it's not an either or situation. It's about protecting and keeping New Zealand safe, but at the same time ensuring that the rights of New Zealanders, both at home and abroad, are protected too.
Alexandra Burt, thank you very much for joining us from London this morning from Grounded Kiwis, network of New Zealanders who are seeking a court order that will help prevent the government from continuing to operate the MIQ system in the current way.